It's August 12th, 2026, and the biggest story in markets right now is an oil shock triggered by Iran striking Saudi Arabia and what it means for your energy bills and your portfolio. Good morning. Let's do a quick lap around the market before we dig in.
The big one is oil. Prices surged after Iran struck Saudi Arabia, and energy markets are still rattled this morning.
Which hits everyone, at the pump, in heating costs, and in airline stocks. Anything on the trade front?
Tensions with Canada are still running hot. Tariff risks haven't gone away.
And there's a bright spot. CNBC is reporting that Tencent, the Chinese tech giant, posted a revenue beat this morning on strong gaming sales and AI-driven advertising.
That's a useful data point. It suggests Chinese consumer spending isn't as dead as some feared, even with trade friction in the background.
So geopolitics and trade doing the heavy lifting today, in both directions. Our main story today is what's being called the Iran oil shock. And it's the one story that touches everything.
Here's the simple version. Iran struck Saudi Arabia, and the market immediately worried about supply, how much oil can actually get to the rest of the world. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's biggest producers, so any threat to its output sends a shockwave through energy prices globally.
So why does a regular investor care? It's not like most people own oil wells.
Because higher oil prices raise costs for almost every business. Shipping, manufacturing, airlines. And that squeezes profits across the board.
It also feeds into inflation, which means interest rates could stay higher for longer.
Exactly. Higher rates make borrowing more expensive for companies and for anyone with a mortgage. So this isn't just an energy story.
The market's mood here is pretty flat, neither panicking nor celebrating, which tells me people are still waiting to see how serious this gets.
That's right. The situation looks like it's stabilizing, but it hasn't fully resolved. So, watch this space.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's cooling off.
A handful of new stories are picking up early traction this morning. Yeah, still small, but worth watching as they develop.
And on the confirmed side, several stories are now firmly on the market's radar, including the Gilead HIV story and the U.S. crackdown on Chinese technology in connected cars.
Gilead is the one I'd highlight. A major Wall Street bank just upgraded the stock, and that kind of endorsement tends to bring in a lot more attention fast.
The connected car crackdown is one to watch, too. It's a slow burn story, but it keeps getting wider.
And no major stories are fading hard today. The market's focus is still concentrated on energy and trade.
Time for Bear Corner. Dev, make the case against the oil shock story being as big a deal as it looks.
The honest counterargument is that these geopolitical oil spikes often fade fast. Markets panic, then realize supply disruption is limited and prices pull back.
But this isn't just a rumor. Iran actually struck Saudi Arabia.
True, but the situation is already described as stabilizing, DOS. If Saudi output comes back quickly, the fear may be bigger than the actual impact.
Fair point. The market might be pricing in a worst case that doesn't arrive. What should we be watching tomorrow, Dev?
Any update on Saudi Arabia's oil production capacity or height? If output numbers come out, that will tell us whether the shock is real or mostly noise.
And on the trade side?
Keep an eye on any Canada tariff headlines. That story keeps threatening to escalate, and one headline could move markets quickly.
That's your Narratic Daily for August 12th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.